The Volumes of Truth. Volume 5. Trees of the Field. October 28, 2010. From the Lord, our God and Savior. The word of the Lord spoken to Timothy, during men's fellowship. For the Lord's watchmen, and for all those who have ears to hear. Thus says the Lord. My sons, what is a dry tree, to he who holds the axe? Yet when the winds pass through and catch the man sleeping, is he not easily crushed by the weight of the tree? Indeed, what is this forest full of tall trees before me? Standing so tall, with roots deeply embedded in the world, blocking always the warmth of the sun at eventide, casting long shadows under which the wicked flock. Are they not soon left cold, standing in darkness? Are they not as those who seek shelter under a tree when the rains descend and the thunder crashes, who meet a quick end when lightning strikes? So, is this people before me? A most wicked and foolish generation. Multitudes of slothful people, seeking always the tall tree, taking shelter under branches which have grown far and wide, standing fast in the cold darkness of its shadow, oblivious to the setting of the sun upon this age of men. Therefore, I am come to cut down every tree which grows where I have not planted. Behold, I shall level entire forests. For I have called forth my witnesses, men of promise, who I shall set over nations and over kingdoms, to root out and to pull down, to destroy and to throw down, to build and to plant. And no one shall be able to subdue them, by any means. Yet you ask within yourselves, how can this be? My sons, my ways are not human ways, my thoughts, not human thoughts. Here is wisdom. If a man cannot be overcome, by any means, what is he to other men? And if a man cannot be moved from his place, not one inch to the left nor to the right, what has he become compared with other men? And what of a man, my servant, who is one with the Messiah? Is he not an island, which no one can reach, save I make it possible for them to do so? Consider the squirrel, and its ways. Does it not live among the trees, running up and down with ease, leaping from branch to branch with skill and grace, perfectly designed for its abode and purpose? So shall my watchmen be in the day of the Lord, prepared, according to their task, established, according to the word of my mouth, filled, according to their service, remade, according to my purpose. I am the Lord. Therefore, again I say to you, all those who seek sanctuary under any tree which grows contrary to me shall be struck down. Indeed, all who take refuge in these man-made houses, whose doctrines and traditions I hate, shall be crushed beneath the weight of their fallen riches. Yet all who seek sanctuary in the Messiah, all who sought refuge under the shadow of his healing wings, shall escape. Yet those plucked up and replanted shall be set as a high wall against the world, a strong tower standing firm in the midst of great and mighty men, fixed pillars which cannot be moved nor broken down, men of valor, in whom my spirit dwells like fire, says the Lord.